This next round is going to tune into the feeling that we have sometimes of being a little conflicted or guilty about even asking for that much money, or even just writing a goal down that's that high. This might feel like a bit of guilt or a bit of embarrassment, or just somehow seem wrong based on your value system or your family's value system about asking for this much money. And a way that you can really tune into this or turn it louder is imagine how you would feel if all of your friends in your family knew this was your income goal. I want you to rate this feeling about being conflicted or guilty or somehow that it's wrong to ask for more, especially the idea that sometimes comes up, which is we're supposed to be grateful for what we already have. The sentence is, it's not right to ask for that much money. I want you to rate how true that statement feels for you on a scale of 1 to 10, and note any of the other beliefs in there, that we're supposed to be grateful, if it's bringing up other conflicts in your value system, or maybe religious training, or your family, etc. So really want to capture those limiting beliefs so that we can tap on them more. Starting at the karate chop point, even though part of me is conflicted and guilty about even asking for that much, I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though part of me feels really conflicted, like it may be wrong to ask for so much more, I profoundly love and accept myself. Even though part of me is really conflicted and a bit uncomfortable that I'm asking for so much more, I accept how I feel about this and all of me. Eyebrow point, maybe it's wrong to ask for so much. Side of the eye, maybe it's selfish to want that much. Under the eye, people would probably say, under the nose, wow, that's pretty selfish. Chin point, if they really knew how much I wanted. Collarbone point, maybe it is really selfish. Under the arm, it feels selfish to want that much. Top of the head, it feels almost wasteful to want that much. Eyebrow point, it feels like I'm asking for so much more than other people have. Side of the eye, why do I need so much more than other people? Under the eye, who do I think I am? Under the nose, wanting that much. Chin point, it must be selfish of me. Collarbone point, and you're supposed to be grateful for what you have. Under the arm, this isn't being grateful. Top of the head, this is asking too much. Eyebrow point, I am grateful. Side of the eye, but I do want more. Under the eye, I feel conflicted about it. Under the nose, and if I asked people's opinions, chin point, they would probably agree with me. Collarbone point, I'm not sure how I feel about wanting this much. Under the arm, it feels wrong and selfish. Top of the head, it really feels wrong and selfish. take a nice deep breath, and see if that's triggered anything for you to make that feeling go higher or lower. You want to look for thoughts, feelings, memories coming up. Sometimes it's the words of our parents or people in our life that really start to come up and make these loud, especially around the ideas of who do you think you are, and that it's wasteful, and that it's selfish. These are really big triggers for people, and they keep us from asking for what we want. So anything that you come up, note it in your book, because these are all things that we want to be aware of and work through so that we can keep building up our feeling of deserving. Keep working with this one until it's low enough, maybe a two or below, before moving on to the power reframe. Let's move on to the positive power reframe for this round. Karate chop point again. Even though I still feel conflicted and guilty about asking for more, I choose to free myself to want and have more than I have ever had. I choose to free others to want and have more too. I'm not stopping anyone else from wanting or having more. There is an unlimited supply of abundance for all, including me. I now recognize that wanting more is my spirit urging me to live life to the fullest. I now recognize at a deeper level that wanting more is my spirit urging me to live life to the fullest. I deserve that, and it's about time. Eyebrow point, I still feel conflicted. Side of the eye, I'm wondering what other people will say. Under the eye, but I'm choosing to free myself. Under the nose, to want and have more. Chin point, and I free other people, collarbone point, to want and have more too. Under the arm, there is an unlimited supply of abundance for all. Top of the head, and that includes me. Eyebrow point, what if this feeling of wanting more, side of the eye, is my higher self urging me, under the eye, to live life to the fullest. Under the nose, to earn this money, I would have to live life to the fullest. Chin point, I deserve to live life to the fullest. Collarbone point, this increase or this more that I want, under the arm, will allow me to live my life more fully. It will allow the people I care about to live life more fully. Top of the head, they deserve that. I deserve that. Eyebrow point, I now honor this feeling inside me. Side of the eye, that's urging me to live life more fully. Under the eye, I feel so much more joy knowing. Under the nose, I'm living life to the fullest. chin point, and it feels good to know, collarbone point, that I deserve it. Under the arm, I'm honoring that I deserve it. Top of the head, and it's about time. Take a nice deep breath and note down how positive or light that makes you feel and any inspirations that come to mind, because any of more inspiration or your words that come to mind, your realizations, note them down because those are going to help build you up. And that's what we want.